the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Live from the Auto Forum Studios, back on Tribe Time Sports, KOL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Wednesday edition of the show, we got to talk more high school football. Yesterday, we caught up with Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dinos. Today, let's talk Emory High School. Spartans right now 1-3. They've dropped three consecutive region games, and they have a chance to get off the snide Friday night right here on KOL. They'll take on the Grantsville Cowboys at home. It is senior night, and if the Spartans win, they have a chance to play host to a home playoff game. Really, if they lose, they have a chance as well. They just have to hope that Judge Memorial picks up a win over Carbon. That's the key. Emory will be rooting for Judge Memorial this Friday, to say the least. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about some playoff scenarios and the team itself, we have Coach John Famalo right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate having me on, Jordan.
Coach, we'll start by talking about this past Friday's contest. I thought it was a very winnable game for this football team. I know you guys were a little undermanned. Injuries have definitely played a factor later on here in this season, but it was a home tilt with the Union Cougars. And in fact, you guys led at the end of the first quarter, trailed by seven going into halftime. The third quarter proved to be the difference. And I know the second half has kind of been where the woes have popped up for this team. But all in all, you guys played a competitive couple of quarters of football on Friday.
No, I mean, with the exception of giving up that play right before half, I mean, 27 seconds seems like we're infamous for doing that. We could have went in 7-7 with the ball going into third quarter, which even when we had the ball in the third quarter, we got it on the 5-yard line, and, you know, Kyson got a little banged up. We had two must snaps, and, got 0 points out of that, and so that really hurt. And then, you know, after that, the tide kind of turned, and, you know, kids got tired. We had got a few more injuries, and so they just kind of took it to us in that third quarter. That's what hurt us.
I know the fatigue always sets in when you got to play Ironman football, but Coach, I can't help but feel that when you have a younger team and things start to go wrong in the second half, as you mentioned, having the ball inside on the 5-yard line, sometimes it brings in, I guess, the mindset of, well, here we go again, and it seems like other teams can kind of sense that. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah, for sure, especially with the young kids we have. And so, again, if you don't put points on the board and you're on the defensive side and on short field, that just makes it tough for the defense and mentally. I mean, you know, that's where kids got to get tougher. And when you're young, that's hard to overcome. And so that's what we're trying to do, is get these kids mentally tough to overcome those hard times, because they are going to come, and they've been throughout the season. And, you know, sometimes we felt like we've battled through it, and other times we've kind of not done as well.
But with that also, I think, sparks optimism as well. I mean, we can talk about the Morgan game. I know you and I had a conversation about that. We're talking about the Union game, even the Carbon game. I mean, these are the three region losses, and there have been bright spots throughout these games. Morgan, you guys played tit for tat with what I'm going to call the best team in the 3A classification. You guys were right there with them through a quarter and a half before things started going wrong. Union, a team that's 3-1, I mean, realistically, they still have a chance for a 3A North championship, and you guys played right there with them. So, yeah, we could talk about the negatives, but at the same time, there are plenty of positives from these games as well.
Well, you always have to look for that for the kids to keep them upbeat. And like you say, at times we've looked really good. And again, against good competition, you talk about, again, the Morgan game, you know, the first quarter and a half, we played pretty good. And Union game, first probably two quarters, with the exception of the last few seconds, we played with them. And so, you know, there's bright spots. But it seems like that second half, and part of it is, we're young, and part of it is, you know, we have kids playing both ways, and we just kind of wear out, and teams can kind of wear us out. And so that's kind of where I've seen, you know, and when we get a little wore down and got kids playing both ways, especially in the trenches, that's, you know, that kind of wears on them.
Yeah, and I think one aspect that's not really ever talked about, Coach, because we just focus on the varsity level, but you have a lot of kids that can play sophomore JV as well. You have to rely on these kids to play varsity. I mean, it's kind of a juggling act for a coach. I think that's an overlooked aspect when you look at varsity football coaches.
Yeah, no, that's the balance you have to try to play. I mean, you have some sophomores that honestly could use some reps at JV to get a little bit of confidence. But if you play them at that JV level, then you play them on Friday. You know, now you're talking about, you know, do they have enough gas in the tank to be able to play another game, you know, on the day after. And so, you know, that's the balance you try to play, because you need them to get confidence as well as get the reps. But, at the same time, you don't want to wear them out. And, you know, we've seen both sides of that spectrum as we've allowed kids to play and then not let kids play. So, you know, it's a thing you battle with a young team all year.
There was no Zion Gibson in this game on Friday, Coach, and I know looking at the box score and going over some tape, you guys had to get a little creative as far as spreading out the touches so that Rance wasn't carrying the ball 35 times with touches out of the backfield as well as an extension of the pass game. You had to get creative with some carriers in this game.
Yeah, no, we stuck Jesse Barnett again, one of our key linemen, moved him back to running back, and a kid that played, you know, running back his freshman and sophomore years, and actually was really good at running back. But with offensive changes and, you know, personnel and things, you know, we felt like we needed him on the line. But, you know, he was a kid that stepped up this last week, and I thought he had a good game with touches. Again, try to get the ball out of our hands quick and quick passes with James and others, and so. You know, I think it's a little bit of the same recipe this week as we deal with Grantsville.
It's funny when you mentioned Jesse Barnett, Coach. I can't help but think one of the kids that immediately comes to mind would be Meekum from about 5 or 6 years ago. It was a kid that you could kind of do it all. You could kind of rely on that kid to play any position that you needed to on the field. I mean, he went from playing on the line to playing fullback out of the wing tee. And I kind of view Jesse as that same special type of player, great football IQ that you can move around the field.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. Jesse's a good athlete, and so you can put him a lot of different places, and he would succeed. And like I say, with the change of the offense, the way we did a little things, you know, we didn't have as many running backs. We were a little bit trying to, you know, extend the pass a little bit, and so, you know, he found a home on the line and has done a phenomenal job this year. And so, but at the same time, you move him back to running back, and he picks up where he left off, you know, as a junior or as a sophomore, and. You know, still have a good feel for that as well.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Famalo with the Emory Sport and Football Team. Coach, let's talk about Friday's matchup. It is a tough one. The Grantsville Cowboys, they deserve to be mentioned in the conversation as far as 3A state championship contenders. I think the 3A North, for as much parity as there has been, I think the dominance of the Morgan Trojans has been obvious. But at the same time, Grantsville, they're a good football team, and they're going to hit you in a different direction. You know, Morgan wants to attack you through the air. But when you look at the statistics for the Grantsville Cowboys, Parker Thomas, he's gone for almost 1,700 yards and 22 touchdowns on the ground. That's video game type numbers. This kid's the real deal.
Yeah, no, he's a downhill runner, and he's not afraid to put his shoulder down, and he runs hard. Again, watch some film on him, and actually he played a little bit last year when we watched. And so, again, a kid that's going to give us troubles if we don't stop his momentum in the backfield, because once he gets ahead of steam, you know, he puts that shoulder down, and in the open field, he's got the speed to break away, so he's got a little bit of combination of both. But again, you got to get momentum stopped with him, because he's not a really shifty runner. He's just a downhill. He'll make a move here and there, but once he's in the open field, and then he's got that speed, so he's got a pretty good combination.
He's averaging about 7 yards per carry so far this season, Coach. And I know it's not as simple as just sticking 8 men in the box, but what do you do defensively this week to try to force Grantsville to throw the football? Because that's where they're most vulnerable. If they're going to throw the ball, I mean, you take a look at touchdown to interception ratio, be it Jackson Samberger, Isaac Riding. I mean, they haven't had a lot of success throwing the football, and I believe that's the strength of this defense. Your guys is secondary. So how do you try to force them to throw the football?
Well, I mean, like you say, we got to load the box. Honestly, we got to keep as many guys in the box. And, again, for him, they run a lot of, you know, counter trap type plays. And so it's a matter of trying to get him stopped in the backfield before he gets a little bit of momentum going. And so, you know, I thought we did that well against Union. Same type of thing. If we can get a little bit of penetration and get some hits at the line of scrimmage or behind, you know, I think that helps where you can get a little bit more help. But, if you let him get into that second level, you know, then that's where he becomes dangerous. And so that's the key for us, is not to let him get second level and try to get him stopped at the line of scrimmage as soon as we can.
One of the encouraging things, Coach, if we flip to the defensive side of the ball and we take a look at Grantsville, I'm just looking at points given up so far this season. I mean, they allowed 28 to Morgan, 17 to Union, 23 to Carbon, 21 to Judge Memorial. that tells me that you can move the football on this team. I've watched a little bit of tape on Grantsville. To me, they don't seem nearly as overpowering, especially up front, as a Morgan squad. And teams have had success. I mean, Carbon, I think it's a fair comparison, 23 points. Judge scored 21 on us. So, I mean, I guess when you take a look at it front to back, there's optimism as far as moving the football against this Grantsville team.
Yeah, I think we should have some success moving the ball. We just got to put points on the board once we get to the red zone. And so, again, it's a defense that, you know, I think lends us to be able to run as well as pass. You know, they have a three-man front. They'll send one every now and then. But, you know, they're dropping eight to, you know, seven or six. And so for us, if we can run and establish that and then mix it up on the pass, you know, I think offensively we should be able to move the ball. It's just a matter of, hey, can we put points on the board? And that's one thing we struggled all year with. And so for us, that's our goal, is, you know, anytime we get in the red zone, we need to put points on the board.
I've always felt that Rance, he appears to be more comfortable, Coach, running in between the tackles. I mean, and against a three-man front, I mean, that could play out into your guys' favor. Do you agree with that on Rance? I mean, he's more comfortable running inside the tackles?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's got a pretty good feel in there and, you know, not afraid to put his shoulder down as well. And so for us, on a three-man front, you know, there's some natural bubbles there on a three-man front to be able to hit in between the tackles. And so, you know, that's the kind of stuff I think can attack. And if we can get him, same thing, if we can get him to second level, that's when he becomes dangerous.
You talk about running some of the bubbles. I take a look at the offensive options in general, Coach. And I know you and I have talked a lot about James Bowman, but I'm just so impressed with how dynamic this kid is and the steps that he has made. I guess the old saying is you will see the most growth in a kid from a sophomore to junior year. And I don't know what the senior year is going to bring for James, but I'll tell you, between sophomore to junior year, this kid impresses me.
Yeah, I mean, the sky's the limit for the kid. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's got all the tools to be a really good football player. Like I say, he's made some big strides this year, and a kid that we've counted on, you know, to make big plays for us, because we really don't have a lot of that. And so he's a kid that we're looking to continue to make plays, not only this year, but, you know, the sky's the limit for him next year if he'll continue to put in the work. And, you know, so he's a great athlete. He can be a really good football player.
You and I always talk about injuries, Coach, at the end of the segment. I know you guys are beat up. Individually, if we talk about Kyson, I know he has been injured a couple of times throughout this season, but he appears set to go on Friday night, right?
Yeah. He's a gutsy player. I know he's been banged up, had his foot, had his back. There's been a lot of things, and, you know, he's taken some shots, but at the same time, he gets himself ready the next week. And, you know, I really appreciate that as a coach, that he's given me everything he has, and, you know, he's ready to go this week.
You've talked about some injuries that you guys will have in the trenches. How difficult is that next man up mentality? That's so simple to say. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're talking to a high school coach, a college coach, or a pro coach, next man up mentality. But when you only have 30 kids, I mean, that's tough.
Well, I mean, we're really thin on the line. We knew that going in, and that, you know, our big worry was if, you know, we have an injury on the line, where do we go? And so, you know, I credit to my coaching staff for trying to get to a lot of these young kids ready, a lot of sophomores, and, you know, we're even now into the freshman group that we're having to look to the scrounge to get some linemen. But, you know, the kids are eager and ready to go. That's the one thing, you know, I've noticed from these kids, where they're, you know, a sophomore or a freshman, and that, you know, they don't get that glazed look like, holy smokes, you really want me to, you know, play varsity football? They're like, hey, I mean, give me a chance. And so, you know, I appreciate that as a coach as well.
Well, Coach, I'm definitely looking forward to Friday's tilt. A lot of different scenarios that could play out. A win for Emory and a loss for Carbon. And there you have it. You get a home playoff game. I mean, a loss for Carbon, a loss for Emory. You may get a home playoff game due to the tiebreaker. Last week of the regular season, when you have so many other scenarios that could play out, makes for a lot of fun. Makes for fun scoreboard watching as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think everybody's going to be watching the scoreboard, see how everything ends up. And so for us, we just got to take care of our business. And, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully, you know, we get a little bit of help. And however it falls out. But, you know, our goals are still kind of in place if we get a little bit of help, and we take care of what we can. And so, but like you say, the end of the year is always a toss-up as to what can happen. And so that's kind of the fun of it. And so we're just excited we get a playoff game, and we just got to make the most of it.
No doubt. Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk football with you. Thank you again for the time, and best of luck on Friday.
All right. Hey, thank you, Jordan.
That's Coach John Famalo again of the Emory Sport and Football Team. Emory will take on the Grantsville Cowboys right here on KOAL. beginning at 6:30 p.m. with the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show, and then we get kickoff at 7. Don't forget, you can listen live online as well at castlecountryradio.com. Right-hand corner, you'll see a Sports Listen Live link. Just click on that. The online stream this year brought to you by Bill's Home Furnishings. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return.